If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, press 1. If you are listening to this podcast on SoundCloud, press 2. If you are listening to this podcast on Podomatic, press 3. If you are listening to this podcast on my blog, scifielements.wordpress.com, press 5. If you are wondering what happened to 4, press 9. Or you could just tell me where you were listening to this podcast. Send me a tweet at Sci-Fi Elements. If you don't know what that means, http://twitter.com/Sci-Fi Elements. And you're probably over 45. This week's podcast, all about Star Wars. Not really, but mostly about Star Wars. So this week on Thursday, a quote, panel door fell on Harrison Ford. This is just almost a week after J.J. Abrams confirmed the reports that they were building the Millennium Falcon. What the hell is an aluminum falcon? We're not sure if it's the door from the Millennium Falcon, which would kind of be funny because Princess Leia always said this bucket of bolts is falling apart. Or pilot, I don't forget the exact quote. So it's very unfortunate about Harrison Ford. He's a great actor in anything he does. The initial report said he hurt his ankle. Later, there was an x-ray and he fractured his ankle. And then on Saturday, it was confirmed that he hurt his pelvis as well. So he may be out more than just a couple weeks, which is really unfortunate. We love Harrison Ford and we definitely want him to be the star as the role as Han Solo for Star Wars Episode 7. J.J. Abrams is the director, and he's not going to do the next Star Wars movie the Star Trek movie because of Star Wars. And, of course, that is just going to add fuel to the animosity between Star Trek fans and Star Wars fans. If you ever saw that movie Fanboys, it was all about Star Wars fans versus Star Trek fans. They're both sci-fi. I love them both. But even though they both have the word star in them, they're just too different for me to compare. You know, one is more, Star Trek is more intellectual. You think about the concepts underlying each episode. A lot of the movies haven't been the best, but I will see, you know, anything Star Trek. I even watched the cartoon, the reruns of the 60s cartoon of Star Trek, Captain Kirk Star Trek. Very funny. Well, I thought it was funny, but I don't think they were going for funny. So back to Star Wars. It's so unfortunate that Han Solo, Harrison Ford, got hurt, and I really, really hope he's okay. And after he's, you know, feeling better, then we're going to know if he's going to be in the rest of the movie or not, and if the movie's going to be pushed back. So earlier this year, before the script was finalized, the production company asked Disney to push it back a year to give them plenty of time to sort out all the details in the plot and the characters, because they don't just have one movie. They're going to launch 5 movies. The plan is, before Harrison Ford got injured on Thursday, is Star Wars Episode 7 will be released Christmas 2015. And then the next Christmas is going to be a spinoff. So So Episode 7 is going to have Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Lando, Harrison Ford, Han Solo, and some other characters that we know and love from the first trilogy, episode 4, 5, and 6, Star Wars, which is now called Star Wars A New Hope, episode 4. Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. So after Return of the Jedi, this is episode 7. And there's going to be a lot of carryover characters. And then the spinoff is going to be some of the new characters that are going to be introduced. So it's kind of like after the first trilogy, after Return of the Jedi, people wanted more Star Wars. So they started writing novels of the adventures of Han Solo and Chewie. And that's what this spinoff movie is going to be. And we're going to see cameos of the main actors throughout the whole series of movies. But they're going to be reintroduced to episode 7, new characters, and then from there the plot is going to build. So 2016 Christmas is going to be spinoff number 1. Christmas 27 is going to be episode 8. And then the next year, Christmas 2019, is going to be a second spinoff movie. And then Christmas 2020 is going to be episode 9. So the original plan of Star Wars by George Lucas, he sold LucasArts and everything that contained all the projects that were done by LucasArts. He sold it to Disney for $4.5 billion. And I think he had just kind of run out of energy. You know, he's getting older, and I think he got a lot of crap for episode 1, 2, and 3. And I don't think he wanted to deal with the fans. And, you know, he deserves to just take a break and just enjoy life for a little bit, you know, instead of stressing about all these movies. And it's a huge deal. And I hope he's available for, you know, creative consultation for future projects. So Disney bought Star Wars, LucasArts, and I guess Howard the Duck. I don't know if Disney's going to incorporate that into the Mighty Ducks, which would be kind of hysterical. I think Howard the Duck was a Marvel comic at one point. Anyway, that was a bomb in the 80s. It even starred one of the stars from Lea Tomlin from Back to the Future. Okay, so back to Star Wars. So the next five years, we're going to get a Star Wars movie every year. And that is really the way to build momentum for a project, instead of having a movie and then 2 years later having a sequel. Lord of the Rings, 1, 2, 3. And they released the DVD in the middle of the year to span the momentum. And Marvel has even done, like, little shorts. So if you've – I know people don't buy DVDs anymore. But if you did, like Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, all of those movies had, like, a short, a Marvel one-shot, they call it. And I guess they were between 10 and 15 minutes long. Sometimes they're a little shorter. But it starred some of the actors from the movie or hinting at a future movie. And like after the first Captain America movie, Captain America, the First Avenger, there was a 10 to 12 minute short on Peggy Carter. And now that's picked up as a TV show. So Marvel knows how to keep that momentum going. Sometimes they'll do like an animated short about the character. And then like DC did, like who was Selina Kyle, Catwoman, before The Dark Knight Rises, theatrical live action release. So if you weren't sure the origin of Catwoman, well, you could just watch this animated short. She's been in a lot of animated movies and TV series, you know, or the comic, of course. Go right to the source. So 5 years of Star Wars. yeah, I hope Harrison Ford is okay. You know, that must be awful. He's 71. I'm sure he was in a lot of pain after that happened. He was airlifted to the nearest hospital. And so let's just, you know, keep positive thoughts for him. For his health first, and then second, to reprise his role as Han Solo, because no one else could ever play Han Solo. So Han Solo is a scoundrel, so I don't know if they're going to have, like, you know, Han Solo Jr. as a new character. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I trust J.J. Abrams, not so much for Super 8, but Fringe, the beginning of Alias, and, you know, Star Trek. There are a lot of people who didn't like the first two Star Trek movies, but I enjoyed them both. So he knows how to do the action that's required for Star Wars. Very crucial. What else for Star Wars? I haven't even been paying attention this last couple of weeks, but Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the final season is coming out, only on Netflix. So Netflix bought the rights from the Cartoon Network for the final season. And unfortunately, Ahsoka Tano is not going to be in it. If you remember, at the end of the season, she was accused of a murder. And it was really someone else who was just disillusioned with the Jedi Order. And she was proved innocent. But they had already, even Yoda and Mace Windu had kicked her out of the Jedi Order. And Anakin Skywalker offered her beads back, you know, to come back in. And she was like, you guys kicked me out. I'm going to do something else. So I don't know if she's going to team up with Ventress. I would love to see more of Ahsoka, and I'm really disappointed she's not going to be in it, or at least not all that much. The Clone Wars had some really cool elements, and then there were those episodes that were just for kids that should have stayed on, like, the Star Wars droids era, area of Star Wars. Each season didn't have continuity. There was no there was no overall story arc, which is crucial. Like Fringe was so good because from the beginning of the season to the end, you knew that there was this overall plot that was going on, and there was hints, and each episode had its beginning and end and finality, but there was always little micro plots going on, and they were always hinting to this overall theme. Yeah, I have problems with Fringe too, but, you know, for the most part, it was exciting and very, very interesting. Star Wars Clone Wars, there would be like an arc of like 6 episodes or 4 episodes, or sometimes just 3, and then this random episode that didn't have much to do with anything, and then another arc of 3 episodes, and it was just too confusing to jump around. I thought they should have. There's so much material that they could have done, and some really cool themes, and they did kind of contradict themselves quite a bit. And I love everything Mandalore, Boba Fett, Jango Fett. I was a little disappointed because they changed so much about Mandalore. I don't know. It's like each soldier of Mandalore was so well trained, but they didn't want to be concentrated, so they spread out across the galaxy. And then when they were needed, they would come back and fight as an army. But in the Clone Wars, they had a planet and a duchess, and I was a little let down by that, and I know a lot of diehard Boba Fett and Mandalore fans were too. But, yeah, I don't know. And I really liked the original Clone Wars, the one that was just 2 minutes per episode. And then at the end, you know, after they had completed it, they put all 2 hours together. The animation was different. The story was amazing. And they really drew a lot from that in the next generation of Clone Wars. I will watch... The bottom line is I will watch anything with a lightsaber, no matter what, even if it's horrible. But, you know, as a kid, I've always, you know, wanted to be a Jedi. And as I know a lot of kids did. And Boba Fett, Jedi, and... Anyway, there's a lot of cool characters in Star Wars. And if you ever go to a comic convention, even if it's like an anime convention, there's always someone in Star Wars. So I'm really excited. The next 5 years is going to be Star Wars every year. I'm going to get my favorite Christmas present like every year for the next 5 years. That'll be awesome. So again, I hope Harrison Ford is okay. And if you want up-to-date news, I mean, this is now a couple days old already, and it takes iTunes sometimes a couple days to put it on their website in the iTunes store. If you want up-to-date news, just follow me on Twitter at Sci-Fi Elements. I have a blog, scifielements.wordpress.com. And I do have a YouTube channel. YouTube.com/SciFiElements. I have a Facebook too. I hate Facebook, but it's Facebook.com/SciFiElements1. And every post on my blog gets pushed to my Facebook. And if you are a cosplayer and I took your photo, I will put it on Facebook if I haven't already. So... All right. May the Force be with you guys. Take care.